From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Egypt says no signs of terrorism in Russian plane crash. Egypt Monday said its investigators found no evidence of terrorism in the October 31st crash of a Russian plane in the Sinai Peninsula that killed 224 people. Russia and the West have said that an explosive device was placed on board the Airbus that brought it down, and the Islamic State group has claimed responsibility. The Metrojet took flight off the popular Sharm el-Sheikh resort area, and the crash has affected tourism, with both Russia and Britain responding by suspending flights to Egypt. President Obama goes to the Pentagon today to chair a National Security Council meeting on U.S. efforts to fight Islamic State. A White House statement said the president will receive an update from his national security team, discuss ways to further enhance the U.S. campaign to degrade and destroy the terrorist group. Secretary of State John Kerry is joining foreign ministers from European and Arab nations today in Paris for the latest talks on the battle against Islamic State and efforts to foster a political resolution to the situation in Syria. Diplomats are trying to build momentum for a meeting Friday in New York that would include UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon. They want a foundation for a ceasefire and political process based on an international agreement last month in Vienna to launch peace talks by January the 1st. Earlier today in Damascus, the United Nations Under Secretary General for Humanitarian Affairs, Stephen O'Brien, made this announcement.
The United Nations and our partners have just finalized the humanitarian response plan for 2016. We need $3.2 billion to help 13.5 million Syrians who require some form of assistance.
The announcement was made in Damascus on the last day of a three-day mission.